Okay. Yesterday I mentioned, a few minutes ago for those of you on Twitch, on Monday I mentioned that I'd be going live to discuss various issues. I've got people hitting me on my YouTube channel. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about that. You're wrong. I'm wrong. Well, that's a nice thing to say. I did. Hi. Nice to meet you. I get these, and I'm like, okay, well, I want you to tell me why, but chatting back and forth isn't the way to do it. Would you like to have a real conversation? So I'm going to be going live on Instagram sometime and live on YouTube sometime. Watch on Instagram and subscribe to YouTube, because on YouTube I can post announcements. It's like a post. It's like a blog post. Yeah, because I got 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. Woo hoo hoo! So I get to post announcements. Isn't that cool? Yeah, it's so fun. You'll see that. You're like, what the heck is this? It's a picture. You can post pictures on YouTube. Yeah, you can. You can post pictures on YouTube. You can. So. No, real. It's a thing. And I'm going to post one of these days. And I'm going to talk about a time that I'll go live. And like I said yesterday, or 5 minutes ago, for those of you on Twitch, that it will probably get only 3 people watching it at most. But I'll talk about issues and then I will pay attention to the all chat and I'll save it for later. And I think I'm going to do more because I get people asking me questions. And, Jesus is coming back. So things are heating up and speeding up and, this is the issue here. These podcasts are not the place to get into deep theological and or philosophical metaphysical discussions. The deep theory academic, those discussions need to be done live with an all chat, such as on YouTube or Instagram. And so, it depends on Instagram's infrastructure for live video sessions, George. I like the idea of doing them on Instagram because it's very conducive to chat. People can just watch on their phone very, very, very easily because they're there. They're on their phone all day and all night. And so they just see the purple circle and I'm live on Instagram. And so, Jesse's live. Let's watch. Okay. So, that's great. But can they let me save it forever, like to Instagram TV? Because it should be interesting to people, I'd think. I mean, YouTube lets me save it. We'll see. We'll see how much Instagram wants me to be able to use the tools. I haven't done that. I just haven't gotten there. One of the things that got me thinking about Instagram TV was yesterday I was here and a couple buddies from Taiwan went live. One of them speaks English rather well. The other one doesn't even know how to say thank you in English. He doesn't know. It doesn't. I think he knows how to say his English name, but I'm not sure. He's a friend. Okay. But anyhow, so they're live. All right. And I request to join and they pull me on and we get to talking about the topic for today, skate parks. Let me have my Rubio moment here and drink this can of Monster. I did a TikTok on how to drink a can of Monster. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. Well, it's on that TikTok account. Lessons in British. How to drink a can of Monster. All right. The history of this here. Taiwan in governance. This goes back. I have insider information as an influential person in local society, as being known and requested to sit next to mayors of cities. Yours truly, your dear host, the All Podcast Father, knows what's going on and who does what. When yours truly sees graffiti on the street, I probably am Instagram friends with the person who did it and know how to call that person. So, a few people were tearing down a mildly annoying piece of furniture at the local skate park. And a few people told them that was a bad idea and that they should put it back. So I helped them put it back. But they did not do as good a job as the people who installed it, so it was dangerous. And the city government had to come in and replace it. And oh boy, did they. Rather than putting it back the way that it was or improving it, they put up a big annoying fence in the most annoying place possible. Now, let me tell you something about Taiwanese and skaters. Taiwanese are respectful of their parks. Taiwanese typically try to be quiet in neighborhoods at night. Skaters will make skating noises, but they won't shout and make a ruckus outside of their skating. If a skate park is closed and the lights are off, the skaters won't skate there. If a fence is put around it, they'll break in because they think that's their skate area. If you want the skaters to leave, turn off the lights. If you don't want them to skate there, remove the park. It's very simple. Well, no sooner had the local city government put up the most annoying fence possible in the most annoying place possible. Not in a place that made sense. Literally, they put the fence between the bleachers and the park. So the people sitting in the bleachers in the arena to watch the sporting events have to look through a fence to see what's happening. And parents who sit there can't go access and help their children because they have a fence between them and their children in the where the parents wait. Yeah, I know. I just like the most annoying place. I say that because someone's out there judging me, trying to think that I don't know what I'm talking about when I say it's the most annoying place possible. I know it's the most annoying place possible. And so no sooner had the city done this than the township next door finished a brand new, shiny, beautiful, well-engineered skate park. Now, they didn't call it a skate park, and they certainly didn't put a fence around it. They called it a library plaza. But really, it was a skate park. It had lots of things to jump and grind on and do tricks on. The floor was beautiful. It's the proper material. I mean, I've never seen a skate park in Taiwan anywhere that uses a skate floor as beautiful as this. In fact, I'm not sure why they don't hire this library architect to make all the skate parks. Just tell him, please, make library plazas everywhere in Taiwan. Why do you want the plaza? Well, we like them, but don't tell him it's for a skate park or it'll get jinxed. Yeah, we love it. Build library plazas all over. Actually, they're skate parks. Yes. So they had built this beautiful skate park. The local township called it a library and put a library next to it. And so while the skaters are irritated with this fence having been put in the most annoying place possible, they go looking for new places to skate. And lo, they find a skate park called a library. And so they start skating at it. Now, the library is closed because Taiwan's on lockdown for COVID. So no sooner do they discover this new skate park called a library than the government shuts down the park, the meeting place for the safest demographic in Taiwan, skaters. Do you know how many skaters have been diagnosed with COVID? I don't know either, because there haven't been any. They're some of the safest people there. In fact, my YouTuber skater buddy yells at everybody for not wearing masks. He's a mask nanny. They are careful. Man, by the way, they're wearing helmets now. Oh, I did videos about safety. These are smart people because all the skate shop owners are telling people to be careful and all their customers are saying, yeah, that's right. And they sell masks at the skate shops. They give them away to people. It's a beautiful community. So the skaters weren't able to skate. The safe skaters weren't able to skate in their park. So where'd they go? They went to the skate park called the library. The local residents got angry. The police started getting upset. Why? Because the city's mismanaging skating. And guess who I'm meeting with? I'm meeting with the equivalent of the local mayor tomorrow. And I'll give you more on that tomorrow.